Here on RNIB Connect Radio, we are catching up with some of Paralympics GB visually impaired medal winners from the Tokyo Paralympic Games to find out how they got into sport, what it was like winning that medal out in Tokyo, and what advice they would give to other visually impaired people who might want to get into sport at whatever level. I'm now joined here on RNIB Connect Radio by Rebecca Redfern, who won a silver medal in the 100 metres breaststroke in Tokyo. Congratulations, Rebecca, on that silver medal, and welcome to RNIB Connect Radio.
Hi, thank you so much.
Rebecca, before we talk about Tokyo, I wanted to ask you how you got into sport and swimming. Was it something that you may have started at school at all, or was it something you just wanted to get into?
My mum actually has a phobia of water, so it was her that encouraged us to get into the pool and be confident around water. I've got three brothers and we're all really competitive. And yeah, I think that just like sparked my love for swimming. I went into swimming lessons from age of five and we just carried on and have now taken it to the extremes.
So what was it like leading up to Tokyo and being out there competing? And I think you earned the title of Rapid Redfern for breaking all those records in your heats.
Yeah, I mean, the build-up was very different to the previous games that I'd been to and any other championships, because I had my little boy in July last year, and obviously COVID meant that pools were all shut. So training wise, we hired a hot tub for the garden and I was swimming on a tether in my garden, and we were there for about 4 months. And then once pools were opened, I was traveling up to Manchester every week just to get some pool time. But yeah, training wise, leading up to the games was completely different. And I think I was just so proud of myself for working so hard to actually get there that, you know, the medal was just an absolute bonus. After the heats, I was going into the final second fastest. So I felt a little bit of pressure on me to medal, but I didn't expect to win silver at all.
And it was quite a close final, wasn't it, between you and the German competitor?
Yeah, I mean, watching it back, I didn't realise how close it really was. My vision impairment means that I can't see. I've got no peripheral vision, so I had no idea where she was. But watching it back, it was giving me goosebumps just watching it.
And it must have been a great experience for you to be out there in Tokyo. I know, very different Paralympic Games to ones that have been in the past because of COVID and no crowds and everything else. But being there with other athletes must have been a really good experience.
Yeah. And I mean, like, just catching up with everyone and seeing all the different sports, and like, it gave us a really like big community feel, seeing everyone in the same building. And they had the medal tally downstairs so we could see everyone's medals. They had the TVs on, so we were watching. But it was a shame that we couldn't go and support our teammates in person, but we had big crowds in the apartments and that was really lovely.
And I know on winning your silver medal, you said that this was for your one-year-old son, Patrick, and it's going to be a great memory and treasure for him in the future, looking back. And I wondered, is he going to follow his mum into the pool and maybe compete for GB in the future?
Oh, gosh, who knows? I mean, he is a very determined little boy. He loves his sports already. But, you know, whatever he decides to do, I'm not going to push him into swimming because that's what I've done. I will support him in no matter what he chooses to do in the future.
And how does sport help you on a day-to-day basis with things like well-being and mental health and that type of thing? Does sport really help you in that kind of way?
Yeah, definitely. I mean, swimming gives me the freedom to do it by myself. I do rely on other people to help me around a day-to-day basis, not being able to drive. I rely on my partner and my family to take me places. Like little bits like just cleaning and that, I do struggle with a little bit. But sport and swimming, I am on my own. I'm free. I'm doing it by myself for myself. So there's no expectation from anyone else. And it just gives me that freedom.
Yeah, because I think it's when you find something that you can do as a visually impaired person where you don't need too many inputs from other people really is you know, so it gives you that confidence and that independence, even, you know, if it's swimming or any type of sport that you can do on your own, it really helps you, doesn't it?
Yeah, definitely. And I was never very good at like team sports or ball sports growing up because I couldn't see the ball or the people. So to find a sport that I could do by myself, it was a real confidence booster for me growing up.
And there are many visually impaired people who followed you out in Tokyo and many of the other Paralympics GB athletes. What advice would you give to another visually impaired person who might want to get into sport at whatever level?
I think just that you can adapt everything. Like, don't give up just because something's gone a little bit skewy. Like, just find a way to adapt it and make it work for you.
And what sort of things do you think they would get out of sport, even, you know, sort of, even if it's just, you know, not necessarily competing at Paralympic level, but just doing sport on a day-to-day basis?
I think you just make a lot of friends doing new sports. The number of people that I've met in my sport is incredible. The number of friends that I've taken away from it. And you realise that it's not just about the competing, it's everything alongside it. So even though swimming's such an individual sport, it's also such a big team sport because everyone supports everyone. So I think just like meeting new people is really important and making friends and that sort of thing.
So Rebecca, what's next for you? Do you have your sights on Paris and the 2024 Paralympic Games?
We'll see. It's a definite maybe. I'm not going to commit to anything just yet, but we'll see.
Well, congratulations once again, Rebecca, on that Paralympic silver swimming medal. And thank you very much indeed for chatting with me here on RNIB Connect Radio.
Thank you very much.